Blog Talk Radio.
So we're going to go ahead. We've got one caller on the line already. We're going to go ahead and give MF Beck a call right now. I suppose that's you on the line, Johnny, right?
Yeah.
Yo.
Man, don't come on my show and go, yo.
Man, you took like fucking 10 seconds to answer the phone, fool. I was like, hello, and I hear
Johnny
some fucking grumbling in the background like you're brushing your teeth.
Whatever, man. Johnny was on point. Johnny called in. Johnny knows what's up. Cash 916 is representing y'all. He making y'all fools look bad, bro.
Is that so? Well, opinions may vary.
You guys are always calling
me. At least he shows
me
the respect, the dignity.
Yeah, that's right, motherfucker.
Well, you know what? We're going to take today's show on a fucking whole new level, you know? I'm kind of actually pissed. You know, I watch news like everybody else does, you know? You skip from CBS to NBC to ABC, you get three different stories, but at the end of it, you put it all together and you get half the truth. Well, last night I watched the world news about the American Indian, you know, and the young youth confrontation. And I sat back, and the more I thought about it, the more I looked into it. And then I started seeing articles that started popping up talking about this Native American that was at the forefront of this protest. And I saw that he had claimed to be a Vietnam veteran, which is a falsity. Also saw that he claimed to be a recon ranger, which is a falsity. Also saw that in, I guess, his first, not even the first year, he went AWOL three times in a stint in the Marine Corps. So I pulled the video from the news, and I posted what factual evidence I found, only to have Facebook take it down. So it pissed me off, so I posted it again, only to have it be taken down. But this time I got a warning that if I was to repost this article, that I would receive a 30-day ban. Why is it that certain aspects of society could go on there and show men kissing men, women kissing women, transgender people? You know, the other day there was that picture, we talked about it on the show, there was that picture of that little transgender child with a naked transgender adult. But they allow that. But I do a true journalistic story, and it gets taken down. why is it that people don't want to hear or see the truth? And I'll start with you, MF Beck.
Well, isn't Facebook publicly traded right now? Correct me if I'm wrong.
I believe so.
Okay, well, once it went publicly traded, you got to understand, it's like Facebook is bought and paid off. Once it decided to go that route, it's no longer able to conduct free speech because it's going to cater to whatever, like, you know, the what do you call them, the investors, or not necessarily the investors, the Teamsters, like everybody that's running the shit. You know what I mean? So they all have a narrative, they all have a prerogative. So if you start posting something that goes against that narrative when they're the ones shelling out all the money, you know, of course Facebook's going to be gay and they want to sit there and actually, like, kick you down or, you know, try to ban you or whatever the case may be because it just didn't fit their narrative. Wasn't that motherfucker that claimed to be a Vietnam vet, wasn't he just a fucking, like, refrigerator repair dude, like, in the first place, and then he went AWOL, like, three times? Like, how are you going to sit there about some shit? And then another thing that bothers me about this whole scenario, fuck the false narrative. Like, these motherfuckers were literally going after, like, a fucking 16-year-old kid. Like, how fucking gangster are you to sit there and pick on some fucking Catholic 16-year-olds? And then you watch a video of the black fucking Israelites sitting there calling the priest a cocksucker and a fucking child molester, and all this other shit was going on, you know, cracker this, cracker that. But then the media and whoever wanted to take the clip, which, you know, people are equally as guilty because the media got the video from fucking somewhere. But, you know, they take it and they edit it to pretty much further whatever means or whatever narrative they actually fucking have. It's pretty fucking disgusting, dude, because you look at now there's, like, irreparable damage done to the school, to the fucking kids. You know, even the media is trying to fucking turn it again. Like, I saw the interview that they did with the kid, and they're trying to bait him and poke him and fucking get him to just react in some sort of fucking way. And the kid held strong, you know what I mean? But there's always two sides of the story, so he could be full of shit as far as certain other aspects. The video only shows what the video shows, you know what I mean? There's a blank spot beforehand, there's a blank spot fucking afterhand. So none of us really know what actually happened. Outside of if you got a dude claiming a fucking false narrative, on top of everything else he says about himself is lies, you know, it's... Your credibility is less than impeccable under the circumstances. You know, so I can't exactly fucking listen to you because you already got caught up in five lies. You know, this kid, you're picking on a fucking 15-year-old kid. I don't give a fuck what school he goes to or what he's fucking doing wearing a Donald Trump hat. You are picking a fight with a 15-year-old, 16-year-old kid.
Yeah, first of all, you should know better. And I agree with you explicitly, but my post was on false valor. You know, you look at the men and women that have truly served this country. He was claiming a false aspect. And that's what had me so riled up. How can you claim to have served in Vietnam when the last troops were pulled out? You were only 16 years old, my friend. You know, so I just don't get it. You know, you would think as a journalist, and all of you follow my page, all of you see my post, I don't post anything out of context. I don't post any hate. I don't, you know. So for me to wake up and see a lot of people agreeing with me, and I hate to put it this way, but there was a comment from a known lesbian, and I trust me, to my listeners, I hate to put it this way, but immediately after she commented, I knew my post was going to be taken down. And I didn't get a... Did we get this wrong or anything? You know, I was just like, okay, cool. Well, they didn't say nothing to me. I'll repost it. So I posted it again. People started commenting on it. Next thing I know, it's gone. But this time I don't get. Did we get this wrong? You know, blah blah blah. All I get is if you continue to repost this content, you will receive a 30-day ban. You know, and to me, you talk about freedom of speech. You know, first and foremost, America is based on freedom of speech. If I want to get on there and complain about a gentleman who was bragging about he was in Vietnam and did all this and he was a recon ranger, that's false valor. You know, the country should be in an uprising against this gentleman, and instead they're coddling him. And they're attacking a child. You know, Cash, you're a different aspect of the political world. You're an artist that truly tries to stay out of this. But when you see aspects like this perplex, how does it make you feel when now you know that music you might post on social media could be deemed as something that people don't want to hear?
I could
I really, it's how people are all taking it in. You know what I mean? We have a bias for one side or the other. Either we lean more towards, you know, the kid side, or we lean more towards the other guy's side. I know what you're saying when you're talking about a false valor. And, of course, MS said it perfect. His credibility goes out the fucking window. I think if you're going to actually comment on something like what you did your research. You looked at multiple videos. You saw different points of view or whatever. All we've seen of this is this clip. That's just like any other thing. You know, we can take out of context, right? That kid, to me, when I first seen it, look, I seen the video. I don't give two shits about it, number one. He didn't have to use his military, quote-unquote, military past or his accolades that he did prior. He didn't have to. Why should you have to? You're an indigenous person. You're standing for and you're protesting for what you believe in, just like these people are, like your American right. So you don't have to do all that. You don't have to pump yourself up. I used to do this. I used to be this. I used to be this, and now they're attacking me, right? And the kid, from what it looks like to me, he looked like that normal cocky-looking kid bully. But who knows who the kid is? Who even knows if someone just said, "Hey, throw that hat on," just to throw the hat on? You know, I think a lot of people are passing judgment on him because of the hat. If he didn't have the hat on, would they be going this far, this deep, right? Trying to reprimand the kid or whatever. But I think, like, the whole freedom of speech thing, people are taking it wrong, dude. Like, I can say whatever the fuck I want. I can post whatever the fuck I want. And there's rules to Instagram. There's rules to Facebook. There's rules to Twitter. And people want to complain about freedom of speech. Oh, it's freedom of speech, but I can't post that. Well, they have guidelines. You're not going to jail for it. You're not getting, you know, you're not, your freedoms aren't getting taken away from you saying or you posting what you're saying, just that those guidelines, regardless if they're right or wrong guidelines that people have to follow or they want people to follow, which is fine. That's why you have a radio show like this to fucking put Facebook on blast and be like, look, man, here's my personal opinion, and I'm shedding light to this false fucking narrative of what this guy's trying to say. It's fucking false. Look at it in the whole picture, but you guys want to take my post down? Now I'm going to go on the radio station where no one's taking my shit down, and I'm going to tell you exactly what the fuck's going on. That's that freedom of speech.
Exactly. You know, man, I'm so pissed off about this. Because, you know, I wasn't attacking the situation at hand. What I was attacking was the falsities. And you brought up great points. You know, he didn't need to wear his military hat. He's an American Indian. You know, I tell you what, from the young boy standpoint, not even looking at, or I'm like you, not even, you know, truly perplexing myself into the video, because I know people make them look how they want them to look. It's been done to me several times. Yeah, but I tell you what, if some old man got up in my face beating a drum like that, I'd have knocked his ass out. I don't give two shits. You're not going to get up in my personal space and disrespect me. You know, at one point in the video, he was mere inches away from the young man's face. And to me, that's an invasion of my privacy. That's an invasion of my space. So, you know, I took it from there. That's the part that initially caught me. But I think what, in real hindsight, I think it's a true cover-up for the main issue at hand. I think people are trying to take away from a situation that also occurred yesterday, that truly has the lesbian and gay community in an uproar. And, you know, I have to commend Donald Trump on this aspect. He is removing the transgender aspect from our military. Now, personally, I agree with that. You know, personally, I don't think it's an aspect that should be perplexed into our military, you know, because to me, how would you like to have, let me put it in a scenario so most listeners that think I'm only construing hate will understand, but how would you like to have a brigadier general that was born a man, now transformed somewhat into a woman, get on a mic and speak for our country? You know, to me that would make our country a laughingstock around the world. Now, that's just my thoughts, but I don't know if Travis on here with us?
Fuck no. No, that motherfucker, like, he said he was going to fucking come in about noon, and all of a sudden, guess what happened? No fucking answer.
Well, anyway, I'll throw it on you, MF. You know, do you think it's a smokescreen to cover up that Donald Trump has removed the transgender aspect from our military?
Should keep a gangster. I don't even think that's the main reason why there's a smokescreen. When you look at other things that are happening in the government, there was, what, like 6 Democrats that voted in favor to reinstate people's paychecks for the government for the first, you know, fiscal period of 2019. 6 Democrats voted for it. That means that there were like 298 fucking something votes that didn't want the people to get paid, right? Like, Trump offered them shit, and then you look at everything that he's been offering them as far as his wall, and they still don't want to do it. And so when you look at everything that's actually happening on that level, and then you got the fucking State of the Union address, the State of the Union, like, Pelosi wanted that motherfucker to hold off on that shit, and he was like, yeah, well, you don't need to go to fucking Brussels or none of those places unless you want to do it on your dime, so check this out. And now he's going to do his fucking State of the Union address on the 29th, which they offered. So pretty much everything that's going on in the government is they're just going against Trump. It doesn't matter if he gives them what they want or anything else that's happening. The Democrats are literally losing. And then you look at this fucking government, what he got, the government shutdown, 30 days, longest fucking time, whatever. Trump is winning by that fucking happening, because what's he doing? As a businessman, he's cutting costs, he's cutting expenses, and he's actually giving people the proper room they need in order to do their jobs instead of micromanaging shit. So I think that this whole fucking thing is a smokescreen for all that shit happening, because once again, we go to fucking narrative, you know? But yeah, as far as the transgender or the fucking military, I don't know, man. You know, I believe people have the right to think, believe whatever they want, but you're not ever going to tell me what I can and can't believe or what I can and can't fucking think. Especially, how am I supposed to take you as a credible person when you yourself can't even take yourself as a credible person? You know, like, how am I supposed to accept you for who you are when you can't accept yourself for who you are? It's kind of funny to me on that level. So it's like, I can't take you serious if you're going to do that. Now, you have every right to fucking do so, but I can't trust you to make proper judgments when you're confused in the head like that.
You know, I agree with you, and I'm opposed to cash in a different aspect. You know, God created us, or, you know, however you want to look at it, I choose to believe that God created us, and I believe he created a, you know, created me to be a man, to be a man. You know, then you get this aspect of sexuality involved into it, and they couldn't, and MF, that was a brilliant point, because they couldn't accept themselves for who they were as God created. Now they expect us to accept them when they couldn't even accept themselves. So when you look at it in that narrative, what are your thoughts, Cash?
You're born with a certain fucking molecular structure, certain type of hormones. You're meant to be you, okay? If a man's meant to be a man, you start out a male and you start doing man things, the shit that men do. You grow different. Your body structure is different. You think different, dude. You fucking think different. You ever have a conversation with a fucking wife? You know what I'm saying? It's funny in a way, because they have the book, Men Are From Mars or Women From Venus or vice versa, whatever the fuck, because we can never seem to think along the same lines. Why? Because we're fucking different, you know? So I know a person who's transgender, who was a female, who was turning a male, right? Hormones, she's got a beard or he's got a beard now. I accept them for who they are, and I fully support them 100%, right? But if you're talking about, like, military in certain situations, I want the best person watching my fucking back, no matter what. And men have certain, like, men born men, when you become an adult, you have certain fucking things that you've gone through your whole life from since you could remember that's going to play into effect of you pulling that trigger or you making a decision. You know what I mean? Females don't think that way. They're less aggressive. They're less apt to, not saying all, but most, you know, they don't think of violence. You know, just look at the UFC roster. How many more males are there than females? There's female fighters. There's female soldiers. They all play a role. You feel me? Like, they all have their, you know, a female may pay attention more to detail than a man does. You know, we may not think, pay attention to detail, but a woman does, and they may help you in a certain way in war. But just going to say is you're born a man and you're born a female, and females have all that data in them from being a kid. Give a girl a fucking box of toys at 4 years old, she's going for the doll. Some might go for the car, but they're going for the fucking doll. It's just in them. It's molded in them. That's how it is. They have their ways. So when you go switching it, as human beings, you go switching it. I don't want to be that no more. I don't want to be that no more. Look at Caitlyn Jenner, dude. Dude was when he was a dude, he was on top of the fucking world, the gold medalist, Olympian. You can't get no more better of an athlete than that, dude. You think if he would have transgendered then, that he would, you know, that he would even have any of those accolades? Fuck no, because he just that competitiveness is not in a woman like that. I mean, it is for women athletes, but you're on two different levels. You're two different spectrums there. So when you go trying to change stuff, it's not gonna come out with the reaction that you think it's gonna be. You know, I think take it from a lot of people. I'm sure they get a lot of ridicule. They do, but it's not gonna be what you expect. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna expect a chick to fucking a chick that just transgendered or just turned to be a man to bench 200 pounds. But as a man, you've been doing push-ups your whole life. You have that testosterone, that strength in you. Now, synthetically put it in you is totally different, man. It's just not the same.
Yeah. You know, I have to agree with you. You know, this world is so fucked up. I'm sorry, man. People could disagree with me. You know, the thoughts shared on this show are my thoughts and my thoughts only. You know, I go back to that post of that 10, 11-year-old, you know, saying that they're transgender, and then to have the parents allow this child to pose nude with an adult transgender, you know, to me that's just pushing it a little bit too far. You know, you look at all the political issues that are going on, you look at all the aspects of a sexual orientation that are going on, this country, America, is being fleeced as we speak. You know, do we truly have a say-so, not only on social media, but even on my show, as I've been shut down by the FCC multitudes of times? You know, do we truly have that aspect of freedom of speech, or do you see the decline in that aspect? And I'll start with you, MF Beck. Are we going to have a voice in the years to come?
No bigger than what we have now. You know, you and I have talked about this in private. There's a lot of things I think about, you know, freedom of speech. And honestly, in this country, I believe freedom of speech and freedom of choice is just an illusion. We can only use the speech they deem appropriate, that they deem necessary, that they say we can use. You know, there's a gray shade of what they don't really fucking care about. Or, you know, they'll pretty much take your opinion, but then, you know, discredit you and make you seem like you're fucking crazy. And then we have this illusion of choice where, okay, well, you have the choice between these two. I didn't pick either one of those two to be choices, but that's cool, you know. So, and they force that shit upon you, and it's like if you don't make a choice, you get kicked out of the tribe. You know, and then kind of touching on back what Johnny was saying about the whole transgender thing, it's men and women lie differently, no matter how you fucking slice it. Women leave shit out, men put shit into the fucking conversation. It's just the way it fucking goes. And then when you get the free speech aspect, we can only say so much before somebody's going to, you know, take offense to it, especially now, because of how fucking easy it is to take offense to something or to shut somebody down or say, you know, well, this is deemed fucking hate speech or blah, 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 blah. You know, so it's kind of a slippery slope, like what I always talk about. Like, who gets to define that shit? Who gets to say what we can and can't do? Who gets to tell me that this thought is wrong? Who gets to tell me that this thought is wrong? You know, a lot of facts have been proven to be false over time through technology, through experience, whatever the case may be. You know, what may be a truth now, in 20 years, could be a complete falsity. You know, so what freedom do we actually really fucking have? You know, we get taught what they want us to know. Or I'm not going to say we, but it's like people are taught what they want you to learn. They're shown what they want you to show. They train you how they want you to do certain fucking things. Look at propaganda. It's fucking everywhere, from TV shows to movies. You know, but somehow we have a freedom, right? But the second we go against it, all of a sudden this fucking political tribalism decides it wants to kick us out and just completely fucking banish us to whatever fucking god is at the end of the earth that we got.
You know, so true. You know, I'm appalled that as a journalist I can't perplex the truth. I'm just, you know, it's an aspect of, you know, you guys are in the world, you're an aspect of the world, but when you step into the journalism aspect, you know, never in my career have I been shut down on so many angles and so many avenues as I have, and, you know, as of recent. You know, the thing of it is people don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear real. You know, they're quick to jump on something. You know, I think America's become a bandwagon nation. You can agree with that or disagree with you, you know, with my thoughts. But, Johnny, what are your thoughts? Do you feel that America has become a bandwagon nation?
Well, I think of it like this. You said in journalism, I can't even report on what I want to report on. You can, but not on their platform. You feel me? You can swim in their pool, but you can't piss in it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's in this pool, ain't nobody pissing in it but Don, because you can see the little purple spot. But you can hop in your pool and have all your buddies and have whoever piss in your pool, and you would be 100% fine. You know, it's just that the platform that people do it on, it's not popular. It wasn't popular for you to hop on Facebook and give that incident a different point of view. It was because it was going against the popularity. It was going against Facebook's platform. Now, you can hop on your show. You can hop on the Misfits of Gold show, the Don McGuire show, and you can just let it all out here. And that's freedom of speech. They're not locking you up. They're not taking your freedom away. You know what I mean? For saying or reporting on what you believe. Now, the bandwagon jumping, it's whatever is going to make people look at you better. So if by defending that man, if by me hopping off, say, oh, that kid's a piece of shit, that kid's racist, that kid's this, that kid's that, everyone's doing it. So no one's looking at you and thinking of you any different. You know, everyone's doing it. It's everybody's doing it. Well, fuck everybody else. How about my own opinion? How about my own research, my own teachings, my own what I've learned? You know, look at it from my point of view. Because everybody, MF was touching on it, everybody has an opinion, but who's to say whose is right? I think mine is right. MF made him not think mine's right, but to him, his is right. So who is to really say, you know, because you're going to lean one side or the other. You know, I try to look at everything with the most open mind as possible. Okay, I believe this. Tell me why. What's the argument going against me? You know, but I just think, fuck yeah, dude, it's bandwagon, dude. Come on. They're like, Facebook wouldn't be as popular if people didn't hop on it because it was cool. You know, Instagram wouldn't be people wouldn't be posting for likes if they didn't want, you know, if they weren't wanting people to fucking accept them for who, you know, for what people think, for what they think they are, because it's not really them. Face it.
Well, that's kind of like when you look at it, like anytime somebody comes, especially with you, Dom, when you get somebody who wants to fucking sit there and argue with you, when you really got to sit back and like think about it, and you know, I mean, emotions are going to get high, whatever the case may be, but it's like, are they really commenting on the shit and disagreeing with it because they have strong convictions for what they feel? Or are they just trying to do the, oh, look at me, I exist too, and I disagree with you? You know what I mean? When it comes down to me, when I see shit like that, it's one of those two. Either they really feel strongly about their shit, or they just want some fucking attention, and they want to let the world know that I'm still here.
There's I think there's two different types of people, or two different types of looking at things. It's me and you guys on a telephone talking about what we believe are our opinions, and then when I hang up the phone, what I talk at the dinner table, what my real feelings are. I'm not putting this act on because it's a fucking radio show, because my opinions go against a lot of people's fucking popular opinion. You know, it's people perceive themselves to be, oh, I'm this type of person. I can't tell you the fucking difference between a Democrat and a Republican. I don't give a fuck, dude. But since you believe this way, you have to believe in this. But then once you come indoors and you're home, you believe something totally different, and your dinner table talk is different, or what you're teaching your kids is different. You know, it's like, be the same you, even if it causes ridicule, even if it causes your shit to be taken down, even if it causes your account to be suspended. I mean, you're a businessman. You know, you make money off of, you know, your shows and your voice, you know. But come on, man. It's like, dude, I respect the fucking, like, we're talking about smokescreen. I don't think Trump has to put up no goddamn smoke screen. Look at what he's done so far. He can say and he can pretty much do whatever. And, you know, I mean, maybe to deter your attention, but he's going to do it regardless if there was no smoke screen or not.
I have to agree with you. You know, I'd say, you know, it's, I don't know, I'm just disheartened. But at the same time, you know, look at baseball, football, American pie, the dream. You know, that dream is no longer in existence, you know. You know, what we are is we're people that have a voice, but yet we're the voiceless. We're truly people that have an opinion that doesn't matter. And sitting here at 53 years old, that's a statement that I never thought I would make. You know, both of you are younger than I. You know, so when you hear somebody go to hell. So when you hear somebody of my age and my stature, you know, talk about, I feel like I no longer have a voice. I feel like I, you know, my opinion is only the opinion that matters to me. Where do you think the aspect that of those days that we, you know, that form this country, that the elderly people of this country have truly, you know, instilled in us, that is now dying off slowly, and now we're being encompassed by a generation of millennials, a generation of this new era aspect that truly doesn't see the country or care for the country that we do. You know, Cash, you're an artist. Mm-hmm. You know, soon, as I said earlier, soon you're going to have a day where you're going to be told what you can say, what you can put on an album. When you look at it in that aspect, you know, how does it make you feel, even though it comes from your heart, that your thoughts will be censored?
I think, you know, with the music industry is kind of different, because you can choose to sign with a major label that has rules and regulations. And, like, I know some like, mainstream artists that are signed to major record deals, but that are working constantly and putting music out, but the label's not putting their music out yet, because right now we're in an era of mumble rap and hooks and repetitiveness. You're not going to get, you know, a new artist that's super lyrical to be played on the radio, because that's not what's happening right now. You know, everybody feels it. Everybody gets it. You know what I mean? But it's not popular right now. My whole thing is, like, I can choose to sign with a label like that, and I can make music geared toward the masses, or I can stay independent and fucking create my own platform, my own record label, my own production company. You know what I mean? My own advertising company, my own PR, you name it. It's all me, kind of like what Kevin Hart's doing. And you cannot tell me shit. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? That's one way to go at it. But it sucks for other people that want to be heard and they want that fame or they want that fortune, for somebody to tell them, we don't want to put this out, or you cannot say that. And then that gets you like, what the fuck, dude? This is America. I can say what I want. And that's when you fall into the freedom of fucking speech argument, you know?
Yeah, truly. It's a sad day. You know, I got to tell you what, man, the more and more Trump does, the more and more I like him. You know, I remember back when the elections were going on, and me and MF, we had our first disagreement, you know, and I truly didn't care for Trump. But now that I sit back and, you know, I've owned up to my thoughts of misjudgment. But now, you know, I have to agree with MF. I see a president that is truly digging his feet in the ground, a president that is truly creating an aspect to make America great again. You know, is it too late? I don't know. Is there hope? To me, it's not looking like that. To me, I think people tend to believe what they see on TV more than what was put in front of their face as factual. You know, MF, you're a little bit younger than me. Not too much younger. Hey, I got more hair than you motherfuckers, so I don't care. You know? But
Bosley's a motherfucker, ain't it?
Hey,
don't even get it twisted, dog. I've been doing all types of research and shit. I'm about to go to Panama and get stem cells. I'm trying to fix everything. I'm trying to fix my bad shoulder, my deaf ear, get my hair back. You know what I mean?
Right? Hey, just fucking...
Where's my bitch Travis when I need
him? You have a lot of hair.
You know, where is my bitch Travis when I need him? You know, he always pulls out, see?
Thank God, right?
Oh, and I'll be honest with you. I love Party Fowl, but I just sometimes can't deal with him.
He's super young, you know what I mean? Sometimes we get on some intellectual shit. It's like, you got to think about it. It's like, most of us have been doing what we've been doing since before he was a stain.
Oh, or the greatest part of him ran down his daddy's leg. I'm not sure which one came first, the chicken or the egg. You know, we love you, Party Fowl. We pick on you, but, dude, I think the best part of you ran down your daddy's leg. You know, but getting back on topic here, you know.
My bad.
Oh, it's good. There's so many things that are transpiring, you know, but I'm getting to the point that I really don't even want to be on social media anymore. You know, I feel that, I mean, I could take you guys to a page right now where a gentleman is pulling down his pants, sitting on a toilet.
You would be looking at some shit like that.
See, your Google browser history, motherfucker.
Hey, before I die, make sure you delete my browser.
This is on Facebook, so fuck both of you.
He was like, man, I got hacked. Somebody hacked my account. No, it was a virus from all those fucking sites you've been on.
No, man, fuck you.
Motherfucker got a Trojan double time. As I...
yeah, talk that shit. Yeah, but no, it was in a Facebook... It's on Facebook and Live
feed
video. It's on Facebook in a live feed video. And
just saw by your eyes.
But the thing of it is,
one viewer.
Yeah. Fuck. How can people, you know, how could Facebook deem that as socially accepted, but yet we post something for the positive? You know, I have a homeboy that pictured, he posted just a picture with a Muslim lady in it. He caught a 30-day ban. You know, here I talk about the Chinese people on my radio show, and the FCC shuts me down. You know, what's next? You know, I mean, fuck, I'm probably going to get on here one day and talk about white people and get shut down. That's pretty fucking sad,
doubt it,
bro.
I doubt it.
MF said, I doubt it. Straight out the gate, I doubt it.
Oh, I doubt it.
I don't know. Well, let's try it.
Yeah, but well, you can't be racist when you're not the one in power, right? That's at least the argument I've heard. I'm blonde hair and fucking gray eyes, so technically I'm inherently racist, so I don't like either one of you motherfuckers.
Right?
Oh, well, if you're going to say it, say it right. I am racist. I hate
it's mainstream, right? It's mainstream to hate white people.
Hey, I hate every motherfucking color, including my own. So now what, bitch?
Bro, I just don't like dumb people. I discriminate against fucking dumb people.
Dumb people, exactly. But what's dumb? But what's dumb? Huh? What's dumb? That's what you're going to get
next. Well, hey, here's the thing. It's just because your ass can look up some shit on Google, do not mistake that for intelligence, number one.
Uh-huh.
Number two, just because it's your opinion does not mean it's right. And there's fucking shit about alternate facts or alternative facts. Number one, how the fuck is a fact alternative? I don't get that. It's like, okay, so
right. The
sky is blue. No, it's a fucking shade of purple. No. The sky is blue, motherfucker. No matter what, you know, the truth is what it is, regardless of how you feel about the shit.
you're going to find somebody to argue with anything. I have a daughter that's going to be a lawyer because she fucking argues about everything. We did the whole sky blue thing. You know what I mean? We did the whole sky blue thing before. And I'm like, all right, shut up. It's blue, goddammit. Give me your phone. I'll take it away. My rule.
Right. I'm a fucking psychologist. Bring it on, Nancy. You want to argue some shit? I'm a fucking psychologist. Let's see what you got to say.
Give you some fellatio.
Extra gummy.
Extra gummy.
Yeah, can I get that fellatio with a side of extra gummy? Oh, shit.
All the salt.
Right? Have Pelosi finger in my ass and sucking my nuts? No, I'm joking.
Yeah, you know, kind of also random shit, but kind of what you were talking about, Trump, too. Number one, I don't like that motherfucker. I don't trust him. It's just easy to predict where he's going. And if anything on what that motherfucker does, I can't even stop right now. But anything that motherfucker does, he's exposed to corruption. He's exposed to how fucking twisted his government really is. He's actually legit put both sides on fucking notice. Like, yeah, well, now you guys are out in the fucking woodwork and you're going to play my game. So it's like, regardless if anybody likes him or not, trusts him or not, it doesn't really fucking matter. The point is that shit is changing and happening because that motherfucker's there. Whether it's a negative or a positive, it's still yet to fucking remain. You know what I mean? But either way, shit is fucking happening right now. Because if it wasn't for that asshole coming in here, people wouldn't be seeing how fucking biased each side of the fucking, you know, aisle is. They wouldn't be seeing how biased the media really is. They wouldn't be seeing how much shit they're fucking hiding. I mean, look at fucking the X-Men producer guy. Like, all that shit coming out about pedophilia. It's like between the government and the fucking Hollywood elites. Like, all that shit coming out, and it's like, oh, but this little 15-year-old white kid got to say something, so we got to fucking really tear in him. He's racist. He's a piece of shit cracker. Damn, MAGA hat.
Why don't you tell it like it really is, MS?
I just did.
That's freedom of speech, goddammit. You can say that on the Misfits of fucking Gold radio show. You know what
right?
I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you can fucking say.
Anything
say.
We want.
That's freedom of speech. They're not going to lock MF up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, they're not going to lock him up. They're saying what he fucking
nah, I'm going to commit suicide with two in the back of the head.
Say that shit on Facebook. Say that shit on Facebook and you're getting taken down. They're not going to post it. But on this show, that's what makes this fucking show so important. Because regardless of if I like the dude, like Trump or not, Don fucking loves him and wants to suck his balls. I don't.
Hey now.
So it's
everybody shut up. I'll be quiet.
But the thing is, we can fucking sit here and talk about it. And we can have our own opinions about it. And can't nobody say a goddamn thing. You know? That's what makes this show so fucking great. Don says it all the time. This is what makes it great, you know?
It is. It truly is because you, like you said earlier, we might not always agree, but we can come on here and we can say whatever the fuck we want without the angry faces, the blue thumbs, the hearts, the eyes watching us. I mean, even though the FCC does watch my show, you know, I feel privileged. I feel privileged to be on their radar. You know, it shows what I'm doing is right. You know,
amen. Hey, fucking man.
And since we're on the topic of saying what's on your mind, you know what? You might have won the world championship, but fuck you, Henry Cejudo, and your management and your trainer. You ain't all that, bitch. You scheduled to come on my show Friday. You waste my time. Then you ask to come back on and waste my time again. You know what? Don't ever ask your grimy little Mexican ass to come back up on my show again because I wouldn't give you 10 minutes. You know, you remind me of Shamé Merriman. As fake as they come, I don't give a fuck if you got that target belt on your waist or not, man. Matter of fact, the new UFC belts do look like they came from Walmart or Target. You know, it just shows the decline in the sport. It shows the decline in the UFC. You know, but Henry Cejudo, man, go fuck yourself, bro. I ain't got to waste my time on people like you. I really don't, you know. And I don't usually get pissed off like that, but when you fuck off an opportunity for 6 to 8 other fighters to share their voice, then you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's selfish. And I fought with that guy. I fought with that guy at Thunder Valley. It was his second pro fight. I remember fighting with him.
Didn't he fight the Darkness? Wasn't that dude's name like the Darkness? Thought he was going to go in there and do something, and he got wrestled.
Yeah. But, well, did he get fucking got double-legged real quick and then get the shit beat out of him? You know, typical wrestler fucking, you know, mentality. But, yeah, I remember seeing that guy, man. I remember talking with him and stuff, you know, with second pro fight ever, you know. That was pretty dope. But how about fucking Cowboy, bro? How about the resurgence of the Cowboy, Cerrone? Putting motherfuckers on notice, bro. That's what's up, man. I hope he gets
even Connor said he'd fight him.
But I hope he gets that Connor fight because, look, mad respect to Connor.
Millions.
Connor knows.
Millions.
Bro, yeah, exactly. So Connor is going to – he knows, bro. When he fights, that dude gets paid. you. That dude gets fucking paid, bro. Whoever he's fighting is getting paid. Connor's getting paid. For him to see Cerrone do that and fighting like that, I will fight you. Basically, he said, I'll change your life, motherfucker, financially, because you're going to get paid. Mad respect to Connor. But look at Cerrone, bro. That just shows you, like, the determination. He's seen his kid. He's like, now I got a whole different reason to fight. That guy determined like that is a hard guy to beat, dude. On-point Cerrone is a hard guy to fucking beat, dude.
Well, take it back to when this reinsurgence of Cerrone came about. You know, there was a statement made, and, you know, he retaliated, and he said, you know, you can talk about me all day long, but when you talk about taking food out of my child's mouth,
yeah,
then we got a problem. And he says, yeah, now that I know I got to put more food on that table, and I have a child who's truly changed me, you better believe you're going to see a new Donald Cerrone. And this past three outings, we truly have. You know, a lot of people thought he was going to be taken out in the first round. They didn't give him a chance. You know, I tell you what, when you get an added aspect to who you are as a man, and you know that you're doing what's right, and you got a family to take care of, you're not going to, man, because I'm the same way. You're not going to take food off my motherfucking table, bruh. I mean, I'm just going to tell you straight up like it is. You could call me any name in the book, but the moment you try to start taking food off my table, we're going to have a problem. You know, we're going to have a problem, and I'm going to squash it. You know, so I like how he was reborn. The second chapter of Donald Cerrone is coming out with that aspect. You know, to me, it shows relevance. It shows value in family again. And I think that's what we all have on here. You know, we joke, we talk, we say things about different aspects, but when we look at ourselves and our own reflections, family is the core that creates us, and family is the core that has developed us. Even though I grew up without a family, it doesn't take people that are blood to truly instill great value or thought into you. And my grandfather, who really isn't my grandfather, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be on this show today. So when you look at, MF, when you look at your life, how much more important is that dot, that core of family to you than anything else around you?
That was a different thought, you know what I mean? I was always a lone wolf growing up, and even fucking in adulthood, dude, like, I was kind of used to doing things on my own. Just learned at an early age, just like, you know, you can trust people, but you just can't fucking rely on them. You know, it's a cold fucking part to think about, you know what I mean? But when it came down to it, it's like I've talked about this on the radio show, you know, like when I was in like a really dark time, like a really kind of not loner, but I isolated myself, you know, like it was a real dark and fucking lonely place. Like I was at my head, you know, I was like kind of in a place that, you know, the eyes didn't see. It was like nobody cared, but I wasn't trying to, you know, make a ripple. I didn't want anybody even knowing I was there. I was just like a fucking ghost. And then got involved in even fucking worse shit on top of everything else I was fucking going through. Ended up even getting an alibi of some sort, and we'll just kind of leave it at that. And next thing you know, I find these fucking youngsters, you know, like fucking Travis when he was like 22, fucking Gruber, same thing. Like, I remember a lot of these motherfuckers weren't even drinking age when I first fucking met him. You know, and like, I started kind of just getting closer and closer to these guys. I saw a lot of what they were going through, and I kind of saw a lot of myself in these youngsters, but at the same time, it's like, I didn't want any responsibility. I didn't want anything of that nature, you know what I mean? Like, I was tired of it. Like, I shut off all my feelings and fucking anything I could. I was not trying to get close to anybody. But ironically, it was within these guys, they started looking up to me, and I realized it wasn't about me anymore. Like, you know, I had certain people that were looking to me to, you know, make decisions or make the right call or, you know, help them out in whatever way I could. And by doing that, I was able to actually find myself. You know, like, by having something that was greater than myself, I was actually able to find myself and find, like, my purpose, you know, like, what I was supposed to do. And once I had that, like, I mean, you've seen the results in the last 5 years. I've done more in 5 years than I've done in the last fucking 20, you know what I mean? It's a fucking crazy thing to think about.
Most definitely. You know, Johnny, what are your thoughts?
Sorry, bro, I was dealing with my daughter real quick. I didn't hear the question. I just caught the end of MF's answer.
I said, in correlation in life, you know, how much of the core family values is instilled in more and more important to you than what goes around you?
dude, the core values I have as a family and that I was taught, I wanted to touch on it a little bit because you spoke about it, earlier on in the show when you said you're older, you know, and America then, and you're talking about your voice and how America was. I was always taught by my family, by all my family, that you respect your elders. You show them respect. You know what I mean? No matter if they're a stranger or not, you show them respect. You know, if my grandmother introduced me to one of her friends, I showed her respect or him respect. And, you know, vice versa. My mom introduced me to one of her friends or whoever we were around. We were around family. It was always a respect. You answer them. You look them in the face. You know, it was taught that. And then I dealt through, you know, gone through some shit when I was younger. Both of my parents were taken from me. You know, they both served prison time. I was raised by my aunt and my uncle, you know, and my grandmother and my other uncle and my other uncle. We all played a part. They all played a part in raising me. It wasn't just my mom and my dad. It was my stepdad. It was my grandma. It was both of my aunts. It was my uncle. You know, it was everybody played. And that's that core family because no one's – you're part of them. You have the same blood flowing through your veins. You had the – some had the same tendency. Some have the same, you know, ambitions. You know, they have that same drive. They have that same heart. And it's important that you're around those people. And it's important that you have those core family values. We live in the hood, bro. You know what I mean? Not, you know, I mean, I can go spend $2,500 a month on rent somewhere else and get the same square footage I get over here for $1,000. You know, my kids go to good schools. We drive them out of the neighborhood to go to good schools. They don't go in the front yard. They're not allowed to walk to the store. But we're doing this. We're close together. My boys share a room. My girls share a room. Everybody knows everything about each other here. You know, that core family value, my son got hit by a car not that long ago. Everybody in my family was in tears. They all cared about him and the best of his well-being. And that goes in success. That goes in failure. You know, all your family should want to see you do good. Some don't. And then all, you know, when you're failing, they should all want to help you out. If you don't have those core family values, you're left to be the quote-unquote what MF said, the lone wolf. Or, you know, and then that's when you can get into some dark shit because you feel like nobody's there for you. Out of all above you, people use this term loosely, family first or family above everything. They use it so loosely. Do you really have family? Do you really? I can call any one of my family members right now, right or wrong, they're going to be here for me no matter what. That's important, dude, because there's not too many people that are like that anymore.
Yeah, I gotta speak on that real quick. Sorry, Don, I don't mean to cut you off, but yeah, it's like what Johnny said. You know, I come from a good family. Don't get it twisted. It was just everything that happened with me was my doing and my, you know, my sole intention. Come from a good background. You know, it's like my family was super hard. It was either military or martial arts, dude. So we all had the fucking, you know, this super hard upbringing. And the fact, like, my family's not emotional. So you know, you gotta think, like, as a kid, you always see people that are tied with their families and, you know, I love you, hugs, everything else. My family wasn't like that, dude. Like, it was always tough love. Always tough love. We never told each other we loved them, you know. Barely ever fucking hug if anything like that. Like, maybe, like, a couple of, like, the moms, you know, like, the elder, like, fucking grandmas and shit like we would. But outside of that, dude, we're a male-dominant family. So it was like, you know, growing up in something like that, I became isolated because I didn't think that they understood me. You know, like, I was a black sheep. I was always the one doing something wrong. Everything I did was fucking wrong. You know, like, I couldn't do anything fucking right. Or if I did, I could have done it fucking better and blah, 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 blah. You know, so it's like, it's a tight family, but at the same time, it's, you know, you got to kind of balance things out, in my opinion.
That, hey, 100%. Like, my family the same way. I've hugged my mom and kissed my mom. Maybe I can count on one hand out of my whole life that I could remember. She may have done it when I was younger, when I was a kid, but seriously, dude, and I've gotten into some trouble and I've gotten into some shit to where we're all talking as a family, and I got to speak up as me. Sometimes some people look to me as a leader in the family, you know what I mean? So I'll tell them, I'm like, this family has a whole lot of shit to say about everybody else in the family, but don't nobody want to step up and help change.
See, then everybody want to get mad at you for saying some real shit.
We'll care for you, we'll help you, but... Oh, I had to drop this motherfucker off at the hospital. Can you believe that? No. Just drop him off at the goddamn hospital. You know what I mean? It's like we tough love, bro. Male dominant, exactly the same. Is it good in ways? Yes, and in ways, no. Because I guarantee you I fucking kiss my kids and hug them more than my parents ever did combined in two lifetimes. You know?
Yeah.
And that just shows growth, you know, like, hey, my family was this close, but we lacked in this area. I'm going to make sure my kids don't lack in the same area.
Yeah, and it's like you can't get too meta, you know what I mean? Because your parents, their parents, like they all, you know, were raised a certain way by whatever, you know, mama's drama's traumas that they were raised with, you know what I mean? It's like with me, like, I'm going to a fucking psychiatrist, bro. Like, in my head, like, I was like, you know, I need to fucking stop this. Like, I'm not going to pass this on to my kids. Like, I know it's not my dad's fault, you know what I mean? I mean, he raised me the best he fucking could, whatever, but me and that dude didn't really even get on talking terms. Like, even now, I still can't have a conversation with the fucking man because we just don't see eye to eye. And because we're so close to, as far as, like, certain personality traits, we butt heads and neither one of us want to fucking budge, you know what I mean? But I took it upon myself to, like, I'm not going to pass down that poison chalice, you know what I mean? Like, I know my dad did the best he could because my grandpa treated him like even fucking worse, you know, and vice versa. So I'm sure my fucking grandpa got treated like even more shit, you know what I mean? And it's going to lie on the burden for somebody to fucking do it, like with what you're doing. It's like, we may not have grown up that way, but, you know, it's like we saw what was needed, you know what I mean? But then you look at a lot of these rich kids that come up nowadays, they got the exact opposite. They got all that tender loving and everything else, but what do they lack? The actual fucking hardships, you know what I mean? The lessons, the fucking shit that actually helps you grow up and realize shit. All the shit that we were, you know, pretty much dealt on a fucking, you know, hour basis. You know, a lot of these fucking kids don't have nowadays because everything was easy for them. Everything was given to them. They were told that, you know, they could fucking be whatever they want to be and that they're fucking special and that you can't fucking even spank your kids no more. You know what I mean? It's fucking strange how, like, the balance is completely shifted to the other side. And it's people like you, Johnny, and people like you, Don, that fucking actually make this possible. I don't have kids, you know what I mean? So I can only speak it out from my perspective.
Got to get some pussy to have kids, motherfucker.
Bro, every man's got a kryptonite, dog, and I'll keep it all gangster. That is everything that has gotten me into trouble. Everything, bro. Like, that is my fucking kryptonite. And it's like, I'm level-headed. I'm cool with my emotions. I'm on point. But the second some bitch gets past my fucking wall, my fucking defenses, you know what I mean, my immaculate booby traps, somehow, with their fucking slut magic, they fucking seep into my emotions, and they want me to show emotions. And then guess what happens? I don't know what to fucking do with them because I don't fucking use them. So now here you go. You get the motherfucker, and I don't know what to fucking do with them. And then I end up in fucking court. Some bitch is fucking fear for her life because I found out she was fucking three other dudes.
Because you're not giving her the emotion she needs.
Bro, you know what I mean? Like, shit, I'm trying to, they want that emotion. They try to get it out of me. Like, I've had bitches try to get me fucking jealous to get me fighting these dudes. Like, getting these dudes to play Captain Sabaho to come in here and fucking try to, you know, text me, call me up. Like, I'm going to do something. I'm like, bro, you know what I do for a living, right? But again, I'm like, so what's the point? I'm like, you're literally playing fucking Captain Sabaho and you're going to get fucking hurt, dude. I'm like, I ain't got nothing against you, dog. So, I got business. I got other shit to worry about, dude. Like, maybe if I get, like, some fucking down-home cooking, like, you know, farm chick that doesn't fucking deal with social media or public or fucking anything like that. Like, that's why I want to give me a Japanese princess, bro. I want something completely different, like non-American.
Right. Somebody has values.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And little that I'm worried about shit because what if something takes off and they're going to want fucking money and I can't trust none of these bitches because 90% of the pictures they put out got fucking cleavage. I'm like, and you wonder why you get dick pics? And no, I'm just not dealing with that shit right now.
Right. Oh man. That's a good dab. Well, since we're getting all sentimental and talking about family and shit, I had to get on a higher plane. I had to do a Joe Rogan experience, man.
Are you know, like a smoke and talk same time, dog? I hit the pipe at least three times during that whole fucking rant.
Hey, you know what's funny, though? I do have some kind of cool information.
No, not really, though. I just hit it right now.
I have some cool information that's kind of coming out. It'll be probably coming to market, you know, real soon if everything works out. There was a creation of a product called bong juice, and you replace the water in your bong because, you know, when you hit your bong, it kind of tastes crappy or whatever afterwards. But with this, it leaves a fresh fruit taste in your, you know, when you take the hit off your bong. But what's even more cool about it, they want, you know, since me and Stitch are known as the Cheech and Chong of MMA, they want to put our faces on the bottle of this product. So I think it's kind of cool, man. You know,
can me and Johnny be on the back?
That's a group effort, bro. We all.
Yeah, I mean, we can be on the back of the label by like the ingredients. You know what I mean? Like little small picture. I mean, hell, it could even be cartoons. I don't care.
That's kind of dope. They're taking the vapor flavor route. You know what I'm saying? That's dope, bro. I'll get that shit.
Now, if you can make it drinkable, tell them that's where the fucking money is. You can drink that shit, too. That way it never gets stale. Because think about it, bro. Like, I might be, like, putting Axe on a musty fucking armpit. You know what I mean? Like, all you're doing is just covering the smell, dog.
Yeah.
I think it's cool, though, you know. There's a lot of good things that have been happening. But, you know, one thing, and people are going to finally figure this out and understand me. I don't give two shits if you're a world champion or if you're a fucking legend. You know, I really don't. You know, I've thrown the world champion Colby Covington off my show. I've thrown others off of my show. You know, just because you have a different job than I doesn't make you any more relevant in life than myself. You know, I'm not going to kiss anybody's ass to please them. And I think that's where society has gone. It's gone to, oh, you know, I'm so mean. Go fuck yourself. You know, at the end of the day, we all get put in the ground the same way. You know, you can't take what you made with you. We all leave this earth, however it may be, the same fucking way. So why do these people feel that they should be entitled? Why do they feel that they have the right to try to dictate my show and my programming?
Because they were told they can.
Fucking idiots. Because they can't. I don't give two shits.
You said it. The entitled and privileged. You know, the entitled and privileged never had to work for anything. Everything's been handled. So they backed out. You know what I mean? When adversity comes, and their whole thing after that, I'm world champion. You know, motherfucker, me too. Me too. In my own eyes, motherfucker, I'm world champion. You know, you cannot tell me different. You know, I'm the best fucking fighter in the world in my own eyes. I'm the best fucking rapper alive in my own eyes. You know, that self-confidence, you know, come on, dude. I hate that shit when, because you feel that way, you know, because you feel entitled or you think you could just talk down on somebody. I'm not going to talk down on the person that's begging for change on the corner, bro. I'm not going to do it, you know. It's not building anybody up. What does it benefit? What's talking shit to somebody going to do? Or what's ridiculing somebody going to do because they don't believe or see, you know, what I do? Not me, bro. Wrong fucking dog to bark at.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Society is truly, I don't know. It's got me perplexed. And that's pretty sad, you know. I'm glad I'm going to be venturing up to Wisconsin here and making a new aspect of life for myself. It's going to be a tremendous opportunity, you know, getting away.
Wait, what? Motherfucker, you going to Wisconsin? You going to cheese country? What the fuck? Inquiring minds want to know, dog. Like, I didn't know.
we'll talk about that off the air.
Well, clearly, but I mean, come on. A simple text, like, I don't like you, but I'm going to Wisconsin. Just wanted to let you know. Yeah.
Something. Fuck off. I'm going to Wisconsin.
Right?
No,
just want to let you know. Throw a little peace sign on middle finger, you know, just something. Throw a line out there.
Hey, we're still going to be doing the show. It's not like the show's going to end.
I care about your well-being, dog. You traveling always makes me nervous.
This one's good. This one's permanent.
Oh, word.
Yeah. I'll make one statement and we'll leave it at that. You know, that quote that says, even a star needs darkness to shine. Well, I'm a man of the darkness, but I found my star. And we'll leave it on that note. You know, we'll change the subject here real quick. But, yeah, inquiring minds want to know. I'll let you know, bro. I'll hit you up and let you know what's going on. But, yeah, moving on to bigger and brighter things, aspects of me that I thought were lost but were now found. So with that being
every exit is an entrance somewhere else, Doug.
Oh, yeah. This is a permanent aspect. So it's good, bro. It's all good. And on that note, man, we're coming up on, we passed the hour. Fuck. You know, but I just want to kind of correlate a couple things from today's show. too, you know, I think it's tremendous we can come on here and agree to disagree, but, you know, I think it just blows my mind as a journalist that I don't even have freedom of expressionism, freedom of thought. You know, it's saddening when, you know, today's society, being as culturally diverse as it is just truly a pack of sheeple. I mean, and I hate to put it that way, but everybody picks a clique and there's no unity. Without unity, we're not a nation. Without unity, we aren't people. Unity is what kept this nation alive. Now the divide is destroying it. With that being said, MF, I'm going to throw it to you for your final thought on that analogy.
Oh, shit. There is unity, my man. There's unity in fucking tribalism, and that's just what it is.
It is.
Everything's going to fucking tribalism. Like, what if the states turns into fucking feudal-era Japan, bro? Where it's just warring states, period. Like, think about the fucking shit that could actually fucking possibly happen with the fact that everybody was told that their fucking opinion matters. You know, and then people feel so strongly about it that they got to fucking act upon it. And it's, you got a lot of people that are going to do some stupid shit because they're not fucking trained to do that type of shit they want to do. It's unity. Fucking humans. That's all it is. It's fucking humans. Everything, all the fucking coddled bullshit, all the fucking smoke screen, all the paint on the fucking shit, and it's still shit. It's fucking human behavior, human nonsense, human fucking tribalism. And until people just start really fucking focusing, like, look at it this way. If you have your sphere of influence, you know what I mean? You have a very small circle in the very middle of the shit that you can actually fucking control. You know, and everybody spends the rest of their fucking time, at least 90% of their time, on the shit where it's just influence. They don't have any fucking control over it. But here's the thing. If you focus on what you control more and more, that control gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then you realize that fucking nothing else fucking matters. I can only do what the fuck I can do, and I can only help who I can help and what I can help as long as I can fucking help myself. Easy fucking breezy. But humans, no, they don't want that shit. They want somebody else to fucking do that shit. You know, motherfuckers take the escalator rather than the stairs right fucking next to them. It's fucking nonsense. Like, people stop fucking trying to grow. And people, they can fucking crush somebody else just because they fucking want to. You know, it's like when I was referring to Cicero 6 fucking a couple shows ago. That shit was said like fucking 25 or like 500 BC, so like 2,500 fucking years ago, bro. And all six of those bitches are still alive today. Fucking humans.
You know, life is perplexing. It's just, I don't know. I guess the older I get, the more I sound like that dude at the park playing checkers and chess. I don't know. Have my Geritol moments, bro. Oh, shit. You know, you guys are young, but it's cool because we all see eye to eye, except for Cash. I think he's only about 5'4", you know, so... You know,
5'7", get that shit right.
Extra 3 inches.
Extra 3 inches help, you feel me?
That's what she said, bro. That's what she said.
Goddamn right. I was waiting for somebody to get that.
Isn't that why she said call down back? That extra 3 inches helps.
Don't they make blue pills for that?
Cialis or Viagra or some shit like that. Oh. No, but on a serious note, you know, I know we always get sidetracked, but hey, it's our fucking show. We can do what we want. You know, I don't know, man. You know, I don't get...
Clearly.
I don't get the fleecing of America. I don't get the smoke screen, the theatrics, the turning people against each other. And basically, that's what social media has become. It's become a platform for racism, has become a platform for hate. The true altruism and all realism aspects of social media began, but only to be, you know, shut down and have the door slammed in their face. That's why I'm glad I have this show. That's why I'm glad I'm able to bring you guys on each and every week so we can share our thoughts and our perspectives into life. With that being said, I'm going to toss the mic to MF Beck, let him give him his random thought of the week. Well, since Travis ain't here, I think he'll have something different this week for us.
I want to speak on what Johnny and I were talking about, but just as far as that personal growth with people, you know, it's like if you really want to get out and like really see shit for what it is, you got to really search that fucking dark part of yourself that you've spent so long denying even exists. And once you can actually fucking face that and come out of it, because not everybody comes back, you know what I mean? But once you can face it and actually realize how reality works, life opens up.
Most definitely. Johnny, what are your thoughts? Are any social media sites or just... I know you sent some pimp-ass music. I just haven't had a chance to look at it. But
bro, that fucking Never Dog Us one, that is the jam right there. I was fucking bumping that shit like at least 10 times in the ride.
That's a real lyrical song. That's a real message type of real lyrical song. The other one was a party song, you know what I mean? Have fun with it, but still got some fun, you know, still got some lyrical abilities to it too. But I was just thinking about what you were saying. I use this analogy all the time. It's people said it. I've seen it on shirts. I've seen it on bumper stickers. United we stand, divided we fall. As much as we're from different walks of life, me, you, MF, we're united in one way. You know what I'm saying? We're all Americans. We all believe, we all want the best for this country. We all want the best for ourselves and for our family. And we don't try to destroy or down talk anybody for us to benefit that. That's how united we are. I hope as a fucking country, as an American, as my great grandma came here illegally. But I hope we as the people, you know, I hope it doesn't fucking take another tragedy like 9/11 for us to band together again. You know what I mean? We may have our differences in political parties, the agendas. What's really the best? I mean, unity. Come on. You know, I hope it doesn't take a tragedy for us to fucking to love one another, for us to be comfortable with the guy next door that's behind you at the checkout stand. Everybody was flying flags. Everybody was handshaking everybody, head nodding. You know what I mean? It was a tragedy part of our time when 9/11 happened. Afterwards, how we banded together as a country was amazing. Why can't we be like that all the time? And we're like that with some family members. We're not close to them, and then they pass away. Then all of a sudden, we're like, oh, my goodness. And then you're nice to everybody for a few more months, and then back to your seclusions, you know? I just say, if it's what your mom and your grandma or whatever say, if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. And if I have something mean to fucking say, come on this motherfucking radio show and you'll hear it, goddammit, because you guys ain't censoring me. You know, I may not have freedom of speech on your platform, but I got freedom of speech on this one. That's all I'm saying.
Definitely, and that will never stop. You know that, even if I have to pay for the damn show out of my own pocket. That's never going to stop, you know.
This is a movement, brother, for real. This, I mean, believe it or not, this is a movement, you know.
Go ahead. I apologize.
No. Well, a lot of people, we grew up in an era before the internet. You know what I mean? I think, Don, you were born before fucking microwaves.
I was born before color television, motherfucker.
Before color television. See, but I'm saying.
Fucking
but now,
sliced bread.
Bro, you didn't have a television. Your entertainment information was brought to you by a radio, which you heard with your ears. You didn't see it. Try to watch it on a fucking IMAX. You can watch news in high def. You can get it anywhere. It's at the tip of your fingertips. I've seen us as a nation go from no social media to now social media. Now it's a part of your everyday life. That phone is attached to you all the time. And the people who don't have their phones attached to them, they're fucking good people, dude. They're realists. They're like, try to put your phone down for a whole day without checking no emails, without checking any social media. It is hard, dude. That's become part of your life now. But I think the reason why we're so open-minded about shit and we're like-minded is because we've experienced life without it, you know?
Yeah, you know, I have to agree with you. You know, I think my final thought for the day is just going to be to all of you that don't believe in core values, to all of you that don't believe that we can have a debate and still walk away as friends, those of you that don't believe in unity, those of you that don't believe that social media is a destructive path, then go fuck yourself. Plain and simple. You don't have to listen to my show. I don't give two shits. You know, if you want a greater America, if you want to bring unity into the family, and you want to have those family reunions and those picnics and those family days, you know, and you miss that aspect of life, then jump on the bus and ride with us each and every week, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific. You know, my homies, I'm glad we do this show, because they're not going to stop your voice, and they're not going to stop my voice or anybody else's voice who wants to come on to the show. I think this is what's tremendous about what Johnny said. You know, they could stop us on social media, but they can't stop us on worldwide radio. With that being said, peace, my homies.
Late.
Unless y'all got something you want to add.
No, I'm sorry, man. I was spacing out with what you were saying. I was in the zone, bro. Like, I was fucking trance out listening to you. You got that type of voice. I see why motherfuckers call you a fucking Barbara Walters ass motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, I was tranced the fuck out. Hold that
on high. You know what's funny? All right, before we end this show, I was talking with a fighter that's coming on my show tomorrow.
One more thing, ass motherfucker.
And honestly, I never met this man before. He's back from the World Valtudo days, and he participated in UFC 9, and you know, it was set up through one of my sponsors. And about a third of the way through this conversation, he calls me Barbara Walters. He goes, "You remind me of Barbara Walters." What the fuck is this Barbara Walters crap, bro? Everybody's saying it. Do I really emanate Barbara Walters?
And well, bro, you got to think, when she was on TV, there wasn't no music in the background. You know, I mean, it was like before, this was back when TV was fucking silent during interviews and shit. There was no fucking ambience, you know what I mean? And you got that voice, like, fuck, dude, I'm high enough that it fucking trans me in. Shit.
Hey, you know what? Before we go, I forgot we do. We got to do our, if you guys got a few minutes, we got to do our weekly music little shit at the end here. But I'm going to play a trick on y'all today. But y'all aren't gonna know who the artist is, or if it's a real artist, if it's a fake artist. But we'll see what you
bring it on, Nancy. I never scared.
All right, well, here's the first one.
What's happening? It's your boy Big Sloan, A.K.A. Sloan.
Oh well, that's good right there.
And I brought my homies with me, man. My nigga Corrupt from the D.C.C. My big brother Lazy Bone. My other big brother Flesh and Bone. Bone Thugs and Harmony. We about to go in on this little summer joint that we got going on, man.
We got to go a different route. That already just blew it right off the get. I can't even trick
you. Yeah, bro. I was like, is that a serious challenge? Like, really?
All right, well, we'll find one right now. Find one right now. Give me just a second. Here we go.
Yeah. My mic sound nice, chat one. Yeah. Never let your dreams die. Get up on your grind till your cream rise. Get up on your grind till your team rise. Edgewood, I was raised on the mean side. Staring out the window of my projects. Pony's got him on the ground with his arms stretched. Now my dog on the run, that's a far fetch. I'm just trying to make it out, but it's a process. God bless, I be praying for the week. Cause these niggas praying on the weak. Dead bodies laying in the streets.
All right, we'll go ahead and jump to Cash and get your thoughts first.
Bro, that shit is fire. I'm digging that. Beat, message, delivery, cadence. That was on point, man. That was on point. If I'm going to judge it from 1 to 10, I'm going to give that a solid 8.5.
Dope, MF.
Man, I like what they did, but using 93 to infinity and then throwing in the fucking horn from, I can't even think of what the other fucking song was, but it just... playing music myself, you know what I mean? Outside of fucking lyrics, it's like the fucking notes just don't go together and it drives me fucking crazy. But I like what he was doing, like what Johnny was saying, like his delivery, what he was fucking saying, and how he was riding the fucking beat. Like, I love 93 to infinity, you know what I mean? Soul of Mischief is my shit.
Yeah. All right, well, let's bump another one.
Mm-hmm.
grab a 40 cause it's cheap. Tuna 5 days a week, soon the summer gets weak. Starving artist's physique, you didn't see us coming, meaning you ain't seen nothing. Now your commander is on the verge of pushing the button, cutting off your dilated verses like a C-section, trying to violate your service in the VIP section. You stressing bendito, Chico will cream like Coquito from Puerto Rico, then we're giving back to all of the people. I've spent time in this, but there's more to endeavor. Extra pito tip, don't stay the year because it's forever. I'm clever, whatever, might not ever be Marshall or Kendrick. Close the inexpensive.
And we'll start with you, MF.
Man, and that's one of those particular styles. It's like probably late 90s, early 2000s underground style, where it's like these guys kind of, they take these real simple-ass beats and they get kind of clever with how they say shit, but it's like, in my opinion, like, hip-hop, like, it's like you're trying too hard to get up with these assemblies or these fucking metaphors or whatever they're trying to do. It's like they're trying too hard to put shit together. You know, like, and he was riding the beat at certain times, but then he tries to go too fast to it. It just, I don't know. I wasn't feeling it.
Johnny?
I like sometimes when you get a beat like that, and the intro drew me in because it was a little bit suspenseful. I wanted to hear what was going to happen, and you usually hear a hook or a bridge before they start the verse, and he went straight into the verse. Good punchline, good metaphors. Sometimes you have so much to say, you try to fit too much in. You know what I mean? A little bit of that, but other than that, he captivated me right when the beat started. I'm like, oh, shit, what's he going to say? How is he going to come to this? And then when he jumped right into it and you heard a message that he was saying, you're like, oh, okay, I fuck with it. You put time and thought into what you were going to say. You know, sometimes too much time and thought is you have too much to say and not enough time, which, you know, and certain of those lines, he could have just cut the words in half a little bit and still would have been way effective, you know, way of reaching the listener.
I feel you. We're going to play our last one. Here we go.
To myself, people like Ice Cube, Public Enemy, have predicted this situation. And we've been shut off by the radio stations and the media. You know, as being just black kids yelling. We yelled about police brutality. We yelled about the gang situation.
Ice Cube, Wanda, Ice Cube, Wanda. Quick, go bean your ass. Why can't you see they declared war on us? Chuck D, Wanda, KRS, Wanda. Quick, go bean your ass. Why can't you see they declared war on us? Tupac, Wanda, Ghetto Boys, Wanda. Quick, go bean your ass. Why can't you see they declared war on us? Goody Mob, Wanda, dead prayers, Wanda. Quick, go bean your ass. Why can't you see they declared war on us? Two Chainz head, he gon' be wrestling, church defenses watching. The Edward Snowden shoulders, them fences always watching. You gon' need more than just a head, he can to save you from a teddy man, oh man, oh man.
And we'll go to you, Cash.
I like, that's like a classic hip-hop. You have a message, you have, you know, you have a platform. And when you're good and you have a message, it doesn't really matter what the beat does. All you're going to do have something that has music in the background while you're trying to deliver your message, which, you know, it was good. If you want to go song-wise, I consider more that poetry than anything. If you want to go song-wise, it could be a better song. You could throw a little bit more drums in there and it'll get people's attention. But if you just want people to focus on your lyrics and the message you have, that was the perfect way to do it.
MF?
Well, I thought that was the joke track, to be honest. Not making fun of the dude, but it's just like, well, what he was saying, how, hell no. Cause it's like how he was fucking saying it. You know, I was just like, this dude's a joke, right? Like, this is just tired. Oh, wait, this was really some shit? Like, I was an actual real artist? I wasn't, like, no satire artist?
Honestly, that was a real artist. You were wrong on that was the joke.
I'm sorry, no, like, I was way too happy listening to that to take it serious. That's why I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, by far, that was the worst of them all. But it's still, like, if you listen, he shouldn't have did that. No, that would have been, like, you know. I would have said, nah, fuck that. Like KRS-One, nah, fuck that. You know, but that the way he did it, I get what MF is saying on it. You know.
All right. You know, in all fairness, we'll play another track because he is an actual real artist. So.
To myself, people like Ice Cube, Public Enemy.
Wait, here we go.
Hold me down. I hold you down. you close. I love the drugs. Let's overdose. Hold me down.
Juliet, no Montagues and no Capulet. Love, but that'll let me know Kaepernick. Take a knee like Kaepernick. Just to put the ring on my pretty young thing. Anne-Marie told me it's just one thing. Norman Hill told me to watch that thing. I don't know what it is, but you got that thing. Rockin' with you since Chicago. Few, but keeping you out past Chicago.
Cash, your thoughts?
Nah, I'm not feeling that one. I mean, hey, I've never been a fan of a chopped up screw type of you know, sound. But if you have delivery, that'll change my mind. But you rapped Kaepernick at the end of each sentence three different times, and then you said, and you rapped thing at the end of every sentence, two lines. So five of your lines, you have two different N-words. You know, three of it is repetitive three times and the other one's twice. If you're going to repeat an N-word like that to me as an artist, you better rhyme more words than the sentence prior. You know, it's just, to me, that wasn't good to me.
Man, you know, let's see. You know, I played three different artists.
I'll say you don't want to hear my opinion, huh?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Give me your opinion.
Yeah, nah, hey, Johnny, you remember that fucking song, who the fuck is it? The Nasty Boy Click. That fucking Just Want to Make Love to You song? That's what that shit fucking reminded me of. But then he didn't have the fucking suave fucking effect to the shit. I was like, bro, that beat, he could have done something nice to it. But yeah, he was super lazy with what he said. And I was expecting it to be some kind of fucking love song and shit.
Oh, shit. Well, out of the three artists that I played, who was the fake? We already know the last one wasn't.
Who was the fake out of the three?
Yeah. And we know the last one wasn't.
The first one, I'd say it had to be the first one just because of the way the beat was put together.
Because of production-wise, but just, man, that's a hard one, honestly. Tell you the truth, that's...
Well, I just asked if the last one was fake.
The second artist I played was actually the fake artist.
That was the one I thought was fake in the first place. I even said that shit.
Yeah, it was... It was dope, though, man. Like, his shit was... Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
That's an unsigned artist.
See, how are you going to tell me I was wrong, though, motherfucker? You told me I was wrong, and I'm right.
Hey, because I could...
Play your fucking keep your secrets said.
No, but you know what? It's tremendous because I do have backstage on the Don McGuire Radio Network, and I do bring prevalent artists, and I get 400 or 500 tracks a month, you know, or better, given to me. So, you know, it's nice that I could do this because it helps me weed out who I want to bring on the show, who needs to come on the show, and help the industry grow in the musical aspect. On that note, I want to thank you guys for joining the show today. We're going to take us out with a true artist. And Johnny, you're a true artist, but I'm going to take us out with an OG. With that being said, it's a little bit Ice Cube.
Yeah. Yeah. Fool. You know how we do it. Rap song, hitting all night long, just like me on the black and white ivory, getting six on a Tito. You don't want to see a G break your ass like dishes, buster ass tricks, sleep with the